Okay, in today's gospel lesson, it talks about forgiveness, it talks about fasting, and it talks about treasure in heaven. Before we get started on that, I want you to think about two different things. I want you to think about an ugly, black, sooty piece of charcoal. And I want you to think about its counterpart, a beautiful, glistening diamond. All right? So a piece of charcoal makes you dirty and messy, it's hard to clean up, really fit for only one thing, and that's to burn. And then a beautiful diamond, let's say a huge diamond, that's cut and polished and reflects and radiates any light whatsoever that comes near it in a beautiful array, a beautiful prism of colors. Keep those two things in mind, because that's essentially our choice in this life. We are in the process of formation. Which way are we going? Towards a piece of coal or towards a beautiful diamond? And you're probably thinking, okay, Father, I want to see you tie this back into today's gospel lesson. Well, I've been working on that all week. The gospel lesson talks about, first of all, forgiveness. Okay? Forgiveness implies a trespass, does it not? Because if there's not a trespass, there's nothing to forgive. What is a trespass? That basically means when someone has done something to us, they've wronged us. That means there's conflict. That also means there's friction. And if any of you are engineers, whenever you have friction, you have what? You have heat. You have heat. Do you know how a diamond is formed? Do you know what a diamond is made of? It's mostly carbon, just like the charcoal. Do you realize that we are mostly carbon, just like the coal or just like the diamond? Diamonds are created through a process of extreme heat and pressure and time. They're formed about 100 miles under the surface of the earth. There is incredible pressure pushing down on the diamonds. It's also very, very hot down there. It's about 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. There also, it takes about a billion years for a diamond to form. So you have high pressure, high heat, and a long time. Guess what? For a Christian to form, it also takes heat, pressure, and time. These things are related. So when it comes to forgiveness, right, there's heat because we're having to forgive someone. The hardest times to forgive someone is when we are completely in the right, when they have honestly wronged us, and we know it, and they know it, and we don't think we should have to forgive them because we're in the right, doggone it, and I'm not going to forgive you because I'm in the right and you're not. That's the hardest time to forgive. That's also the best time to forgive. How do we forgive? I think about this. I wear this collar. You guys hold me to a standard. You expect me to forgive, right? Here I am preaching to you saying, forgive, forgive. I have to do this too. How do we find a way to convince our hearts to let go and to forgive? The only way I've found is through humility, is through realizing that I am not God, obviously. I don't know everything. I don't know the context that's going on inside his heart or in her life. I don't know the history that she's inherited as a member of her particular family. I don't know. Who am I to judge? Who am I to say I am in the right and they are in the wrong? God doesn't ask us to judge. He is the judge. What does he tell us to do? He tells us to forgive. Now, what I do know are my sins, my errors, my selfishness. That's what I know. I can write a book on that. I can tell you all of my many mistakes. I can tell you when I'm likely to make them. You can probably do that for yourself. So if we, being aware of our own weaknesses, we should beg and plead for humility and not judge our neighbor, but forgive them as we want to be forgiven by God. If we do that, if we give them that grace of forgiveness, we will endure, we will defeat, we will resolve the heat of anger. Because often conflict generates anger, we will diffuse that anger, that heat, with humility. We defeat heat or anger with humility. Heat, humility, two H's, easy to remember. We can defeat it. I say easy, it's simple. It's not easy, but it's simple, if we can do it. Now that takes us to fasting. We are told to fast. Well, what does that mean? Okay, we deny ourselves a particular food or type of food. That creates a hunger. What is hunger? It's a desire, an appetite. What does that feel like, though, when we're hungry? I don't know for you, but for me, when I'm hungry, I mean like really hungry, it's a combination of anger, almost, and pressure. There is this tremendous pressure, and it's just right here, get something to eat. You must eat now. Now, is that really the truth? Most of the times it's not. I find it generally passes in about 10 or 15 minutes. If I can just get through that first spell, it goes away. But you know, it comes back, of course, and we must eat. But there is a pressure when we deny ourselves a particular food, right? I mean, how many of you didn't want steak until last week and we weren't supposed to have it, right? And now all of a sudden you have this tremendous craving for ice cream because after today we're supposed to not have it, right? And of course Harris Teeter will put it on sale and all of that. Of course, right? That's okay. So that's the pressure. How do we withstand the pressure? I think one way to do that is with perspective. My father-in-law passed away less than 8 weeks ago. How long are we really on this earth? He lived 86 years. That seems like a long time, but it's not really. The older you get, the shorter that seems, right? It flies by. Boom, it's gone. Now, if you're less than 15 years old, this world, this life seems huge and long, but you know, it's really not. It's really not. The perspective of this too shall pass. When you're hungry, you know you're going to eat at some point. It's just not right then. That's the pressure. Oh no, I've got to wait till 6 or whenever it is you eat. It's the perspective of knowing that we are just passing through this life. All of the travails, the temptations, the struggles that we have, they are essentially temporary if we can hold on. So, here we are, this carbon-based animal, this creature created in the image and likeness of God, under the heat of the conflict of this world. If we can respond with humility, we can defeat the heat. We're under this pressure to satisfy our physical wants and desires. If we can resist that with perspective and patience, that helps. Again, it's alliterative, right? Pressure, perspective. It helps. Now, if we do these things, I'm linking to the third part of our gospel, the treasure. What is the treasure we're laying up in heaven? Well, you could say it would be our very souls that through the heat and the pressure have been molded and transformed from carbon into a rough, uncut diamond that then God, the master jeweler, will clean and cut and polish so that we reflect the true light, Christ. You could also say that by forgiving our neighbors, by loving our neighbors, by enduring the pressure of fasting, by trying to offer to God a sacrifice of self-denial, that we are laying up goodwill for ourselves with God in heaven. What could be worth more than that? If God sees in us and thinks, oh, she really tried. She forgave. He, though he fell down, got back up and kept going. He really tried to love his neighbor, even though his neighbor was rude. If we have that goodwill with God, we have that treasure in heaven. And we will be like a diamond. Diamond arrayed around the crown jewel of the kingdom of God, Jesus Christ. So you can do it with humility and perspective in the name of Christ. Glory to God.